Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shrine1.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Brahma Upasanaya, Bhavana Para Abhidhanaya, Karmani Apekshante Iti Uktam. Tatra Brumaha. What you said is this. Brahma Upasanaya, through the Upasana meditation of Brahman, Bhavana Para Abhidhanaya, Abhidhanaya, that which should be Para Abhidhanaya, that which is named as, that which has another name also called Bhavana, Brahma Upasana or Brahma Bhavana, whatever you say, it is that meditation. So, Apara Namadheya or Apara Abhidhanaya, Karmani Apekshante Ityuktam. For that Bhavana, you said it is dependent on, it expects the karmas. You have to couple it with the karmas, so it expects some karma. This is what you said. Tatra Brumaha. There we have some doubts. What? Kva punaha asyaha karma peksha. Kim karye yasa agnyadinam paramapurvam charamabhavi phala anukule janitavye samidadi apeksha. Sorupeva yatha tesham eva viravatta purodashadi dravya agni devatadi apeksha. Kva asya apeksha. Where do you find this expectancy? Where do you say, how do you say it is expected? This karmas are expected in Brahma Upasana. Where do you say it is expected? Do you expect it in the karna or in the karya? That is what he says, sir. Kim karye, do you say it is expected in the karya? Like yatha agnyadinam paramapurve charama bhavi phala anukule janaitavye. So agni etc. agniyadinam agniya agniyadinam, this agniya etc., these karmas, for these devatas, these karmas to give the results, agniyoshtakabalam ejeta, like that there are statements. So to perform these karmas, paramapurvam charama bhavi phala anukule, for that paramapurva, for the total, only when you finish the karma right, in a right manner, in a perfect way, the karma will generate a apurva called parama apurva. That's the gross net result which you will gain. Now, that can be created only when janaitavye, that which is anukula for you, that which is beneficial for you. For that janaitavye, for that result to be gained, samidadi apeksha. I want to do this fire oblation. Fine. How do? I switch on the gas and burn the ghee on it. That is not. You expect samid. Basic requirement is firewood. Firewood, etc. So, you need not petrol. You need clarified butter, ghee. For the, see, you throw anything. Even you throw petrol, it will burn beautifully. Why don't you use petrol in this place of ghee? No, it is specified. That is an anga. Ghee is an anga. Clarified butter is an anga for that karma. So, this is all very clearly defined. Like that, do you expect this bhavana? This expectancy, this karmas to be linked with the bhavana? Like this. Without any possibility, you have to have this. Without samit, you cannot perform the karma. In the same way, without this karma, you cannot do Brahma Bhavana. Like this, to create a result, you say, or Sarupeva. In the Sarupa itself, in its nature itself, in its form itself, how? Yathateshameva, in the same karma, Dvir Avatta Purodashadi Dravya Agni Devatadi Apeksha. For the karma, in the Agneya karma, the deity is Agni Devata. You have to invite this deity, Agni Devata, to perform this karma. So, you expect there is a dependency upon deity. One. Two. You first remove the husk from the grain, then pound the grain, then boil the water in a kapala, throw this pounded grain on that the powder, pounded powder on that in the water, and then it becomes a paste. Now this paste you have to cut twice. Dir avatta, you have to cut it across. So you will get four parts. Now you have to make this four parts. First two parts, upper portion for somebody, the lower portion for somebody. There are very clear specifications. Which part you have to use for water karma, that is very specific. Like that, do you mean to say there is an expectancy in this karma? Surupe, because that is a form. If you want to perform the karma for the Agni Devata, this is how it should be performed. You have to cut across this on this Pudodasha, and you have to have this Agni Devata. You cannot say, what are you doing? I am doing karma for Agni. What is the deity you have invited? I have invited fire deity, rain deity. This is not possible. If you want to do karma for Agni Devata, you have to invite only Agni Devata. The same way. So, natavad kariye. If you say kariye, like the Agni etc., the karma etc., to perform it, you expect basic things. Like that, in the karya, to get the karya, this is expected. You say, it is not possible. Why? Tasya vikalpa asahatvat. This karya, it cannot be expected in the results. In the results. He said, samid etc. are expected to produce result of the karma. Paramapurva. The same way, this karma etc. coupled with Brahma Bhavana is expected to gain the result moksha. This is the drishtanta and dashtanta. Now, you cannot equate with the karma like it produces the karya. Because here, this it will not fit in any of these karma choices. What will a karma create? Karma can create only four types of results. That is what he is discussing. Tatha hi brahma upasanaya brahma swarupa sakshatkara karyam abhyupeyah tatcha utpadyo vasyat yatha samyamanasya pindah vikaryo va yatha avaghatasya vrihayah samskaryo va yatha prokshanasya ulukhaladayah prapyo va yatha dohanasya payah. So, this is one paragraph. You have to read it as one paragraph, because that is the examples which are explained in, which are explaining the first statement. Tatha hi, like, it doesn't fit under any choice. It cannot stand the choices. What kind of choices? It cannot be karya. So that is what he is explaining. Tathahi, because brahma upasanayaha brahma swarupa sakshatkaraha karyam abhyupeha. If you accept Brahma Upasana to produce a karya, what karya? Brahma Jnana. So he says, Brahma Upasanayaha karyam abhyupeyaha. You have to accept for this Brahma Upasana, there is a karya. What kind of karya? Brahma Swarupa Sakshatkaraha. The karmas, if you perform it with the samid etc., it will produce a parama apurva. The same way, if you perform the Brahma Upasana coupled with the karmas, it will produce the Brahma Sakshatkara. It is gained as an effect. The Brahma Jnana, Brahma Sakshatkara is gained as an effect. This you have to accept. Yes, of course. This is what I mean. If you say, wait. Natavat, nacha utpadyo vas, nacha utpadyo vasyat. That cannot be created. The result cannot be created. Utpadyaha, it cannot be created. Like what? Yatha sanyavanasya pindaha. The wheat, you have pounded it, and after pounding it, you are putting it in the boiling water and you create. You pound, you get a pinda, powder. You create the powder. You create the paste with the powder. This is created. You do something. There is a creation. Vikaryova. It cannot be some transformation also. It cannot be created. It cannot be something. The result cannot be created. Something which can be created. Brahma Sakshatkara cannot be something which can be created. Brahma Sakshatkara cannot be that which is gained as a transformation of something. Like you transform the milk into curd. Like that it cannot be. So it's vikari. So avaghatasya vriyaha. He is taking an example from the karma kanda itself. Avaghatasya vriyaha. Vrihi, this vrihi avaghatasya is transformed through avaghata, through husk, removing of the husk. So the husk you remove, you get another. You don't change. You just remove the husk to gain the get the grain. Like that, there is a transformation to if you perform this Brahma Upasana, there is a transformation which happens, which is called Brahma Sakshatkar. That is also not possible. The third, samskaryova yatha prokshana prokshasya ulukhalaryaha, or samskara. It cannot be something which is gained that samskara. Samskara like sprinkling of water or looking into the ghee, etc. So it cannot be this kind of samskara also. This Brahma Sakshatkara cannot be gained as samskara also. Prapyova, or it cannot be something which is achieved. Yatha dohanasya payaha. You take this cow, you start getting the milk by doing this. So like that you cannot achieve this Brahma Sakshatkara also. So the four statements you have to only a karma can produce result only in any of these four ways. It can be either utpadya, created, apya, achieved, samskarya, that which is through change, through making it purificate, doing some purificative rites, or vikarya, transformation. Only in four ways you can get a result from a karma. This Brahma Sakshatkara cannot fit under any of these four choices. Natavad utpadya, because it cannot fit in utpadya, this class. How? Nakalu ghatadi sakshatkara iva jadasubhavebhya ghatadibhyo bhinna indriyadi adheyo brahma sakshatkaro bhavana adheyaha sambhavati. Brahmano aparadhina prakashataya tad sakshatkaratsya tad swabhavyena nityataya utpadyatva anuvartehe. So he says, nakhalu, first you cannot say it is utpadya, it is created. You cannot accept it to be created. Why? Because ghatadi sakshatkaraiva jada subhavibhya. Ghata, etc. I see a pot, caught, etc. Pot, caught, etc. They are jada, they are inert. Ghatadibhyo bhinnaha indriyadi adheyaha. You have to gain the knowledge of the pot, caught, etc., which are inert, you have to depend upon a sentient being with the sense organs, proper sense organs, indriya, etc. You have to depend upon the sense organ, etc. Brahma sakshatkaro bhavanadheya sambhavati. Nakhalu brahma sakshatkarha tada bhavanadheya sambhavati. Depending upon the sense organs, I gain the knowledge of the pot, inert pot. Like that, depending upon this bhavana, this meditation, I cannot gain the Brahma Sakshatkara. Brahmano, why? Brahmano aparadhina prakashataya. Brahman, pot, caught, etc., they are paradhina prakasha. They are dependent to illuminate, you depend upon another light. To gain the knowledge of Brahman, to gain the knowledge of pot, you depend upon another light. To gain the knowledge of Brahman, you don't depend upon another light, because Brahman is not illumined with anything else. It is self-illumined. Therefore, tat sakshatkarasya tat swabhavyena. And the nature of Brahman, what is the nature of Brahman? It is always experienced. Sakshat aparokshat brahma, it is always directly experienced. It is experiential always. So because of the ignorance, you are not able to understand that swarupa. So since it is experiential and nityataya, and it is eternal. It is eternal. Because it is eternal, utpadyatva anupattehe. It cannot be something which is produced, which is something created. Whatever is produced cannot be nitya. Yadyat kritikam tadyat anityam. Whatever is created is anitya. And Brahma jnana, Brahma, the knowledge of self, the Brahman is nitya. It cannot be produced. So, you are first produced. This utpadya, produced, this logic is negated. Tato bhinnasiva, bhavana adheyasya sakshatkarasya, pratibhasa pratyevat, samshya akrantataya pramanya yogat. But if you accept, tato bhinnasiva bhavana adheyasya, if you accept something which is different from this Brahman, which is bhavana, depending upon the bhavana, if you want to gain the knowledge of the Brahman, then sakshatkarasya pratibhasa pratyevat. That for that sakshatkara, pratibhasa pratyevat, that illumining light, that knowledge, that thought function whichever arises, samshaya krantataya, that is endowed with doubt always. Because it is not the knowledge of the self itself. It is through the Brahma Upasana. Therefore, it is not a direct knowledge. It is inferential knowledge. Inferential knowledge cannot give you the direct knowledge. You can have a similarity of knowledge there. It is a possibility. It is not for sure. Therefore, Pramanya Yoga, since it is endowed with some doubt, it cannot give you the right knowledge. It cannot be a Pramana. It cannot be the means for right knowledge. Therefore, tad vishyasya, tad samagrikasya eva bahulam vyabhachara upalabdhehe. Tad vishyasya, tad samagrikasya eva bahulam vyabhachara upalabdhehe. Tad vishyasya, that whatever you are meditating. In that meditation also, tad vishyasya, that meditation, that bhavana, tad samagrikasya eva, and vishaya, and its samagri. Samagri means the things which are used in the meditation, your mind, your intellect, your whatever, the object of meditation, whatever. They also, bahulam vyabhichara upalabdhe, they also differ, and there is a possibility there can be error in many places. Your mind is not proper, your buddhi is not, intellect is not proper, you are not able to focus on this particular object, so that is not proper. So, because you don't know this knowledge of the self on which to meditate, there is a error possible in any, every places. If there is a possibility, it will happen. That is what is the basic thumb rule. Therefore, nakhalu anumana vibuddham vannim bhavayataha shitaturasya shishira bhara manchara tara kaya kandasya spura jwala jatila anala sakshatkaraha pramanantrena samvadyate vishamvadasya bahulam upalambhat nakhalu anumana vibuddham vannim. This vanni, this fire which is gained through an anumana vibuddham vannim shishira vannim bhavayataha. He is meditating upon this vanni, which is through the meditation. See, he is meditating on the vanni which is gained through the anumana, inference. He doesn't have the clear knowledge of the fire. He is meditating on the fire which he has gained through inference. And shishira bhara mantara tara kaya kandasya, shishira bhara mantara tara kaya kandasya. It cannot be used in a place, kaya kandasya, in a place which is endowed with shishira tara mantara, which is fully cold, in a place which is full of ice-capped mountains, etc. In that kind of place, spura jwala, jwala jatilana, jatila anala sakshatkaraha. Spurat jwala, he is gaining that spurana. And of the jwala, of the fire. అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ సాక్షాత్కార ప్రమాణాంతరణ సంవాద్యతే. అండ్ ది ఫైర్ హీ మెడిటేట్స్ అపాన్, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఫైర్ దిస్ see, he meditates upon some fire because of the hallucination, he will be able to see that also, and sometimes he gains, he escapes from that, but that knowledge that cannot be pramana at any point of time, that knowledge of the fire cannot be pramana at any point of time, and because that cannot be proven through any other right means of knowledge. Right means of right knowledge. The same way visamvadasya bahula upavaddehe bahulam upalabdha upalambhat visamvadihi visamvadi pravarti the samvadi pravarti. We saw two kinds of pravarti in panchadashi. So visamvadi pravarti, that which is negated, that which can be negated, that kind of knowledge can be of any different type. He can see a fire, he can think it as a precious stone. He can see a precious stone and see it as a precious stone. He can see anything and see something else in that. That is possible. Therefore, in the bhavana, the essence, this is what it is. Tasmat pramanika sakshatkara lakshana karya abhavat na upasanayaha utpadye karma apeksha. Since this is the essence. ప్రామాణిక సాక్షాత్కార లక్షణ, దిస్ డస్ నాట్ ఫిట్ ఇన్ అ డెఫినేషన్ విత్ విల్ గివ్ యూ అ రైట్ నాలెడ్జ్. ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి అ మీన్స్ ఫార్ రైట్ నాలెడ్జ్. దిస్ డస్ నాట్ ఫిట్ ఇన్ అ డెఫినేషన్ ఫార్ మీన్స్ ఆఫ్ రైట్ నాలెడ్జ్. దేర్ ఫోర్ కార్యభావ, దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ సాక్షాత్కార లక్షణ కార్యభావ, ఇట్ కెనాట్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ యూ ది రైట్ నాలెడ్జ్. Therefore, na upasanayaha utpadye karma apeksha. Therefore, in the upasana, to give you the Brahma sakshatkara cannot be dependent upon karma. The upasana cannot be dependent upon karma. There is no expectancy in the karma. Nacha kutastha nityasya sarvyapino brahmanah upasanato vikara samskara praptye sambhavati. And we have negated utpadya. Now, it is possible through samskarya, it is possible through vikarya, it is possible through the apya, etc. That kind of thoughts you should not bring in, because this is already negated. Kutastha nityasya, the self which is a kutastha nitya, which is always ever present, which is eternal, that kind of eternal self, sarva vyapinaha, which is all pervading, that brahmanaha, that brahman, upasanato, through the upasanas, ఉపాసనాతో ఉపాసనాస్ వికార సంస్కార ప్రాప్తి సంభవతి. ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి గెయిన్డ్ అస్ వికార, ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి గెయిన్డ్ అస్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్, ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి గెయిన్డ్ అస్ సంస్కార సమ్ ప్యూరిఫికేటెడ్ రైట్ ఆర్ ప్రాప్తే, ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి అచీవ్డ్, ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి అటైన్డ్ గెయిన్డ్. సో ఆల్ దీస్ ఫోర్ టైప్స్ టు గెయినింగ్ ఇట్ అస్ అ ప్రోడక్ట్, గెయినింగ్ ఇట్ అస్ సమ్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ ఎక్సెట్రా, ఆల్ దీస్ ఆర్ నెగేటెడ్. సి ఆర్ ఇట్ ఫైన్, ఐ అక్సెప్ట్ దిస్. బట్ మా భూత్ విపూర్వపక్ష చేసే మా భూత్ బ్రహ్మ సాక్షాత్కార ఉత్పాద్యాది రూప ఉపాసనాయ సంస్కార్యస్తు అనిర్వచనీయ అనాది అవిద్యాద్వయ అపిధాన అపనయనేన అవిద్యాద్వయ అపిధాన అపనయనేన భవిష్యతి. ఫైన్, లెట్ ఇట్ బి నాట్ దిస్ బ్రహ్మ సాక్షాత్కార ది నాలెడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ సెల్ఫ్ ని నాట్ బి ఉత్పాద్య ఎక్సెట్రా, cannot be gained as a result, etc., through upasana. Let it be, fine. But you have to accept the samskara. You have to accept it as purificated rite. The Brahma upasana, this meditation upon Brahman, should be accepted as purificated rite to gain the sakshatkara. How? He says, anirvachaniya, anadi, avidya, dvaya. The avidya, two kinds of avidya, mula vidya, tula vidya. So, these two kinds of avidya, which is anirvachaniya, which is inexplicable, and anadi, which is from time immemorial, that kind of avidya, apidhana apanayinena, it is the covering, this ignorance is, which covers the knowledge. So, by removing the cover, bhavishyati, it becomes a tool. This upasana, meditation upon the Brahman becomes a tool. Pratisirapi hita nartakiva pratisira apanayana dwara ranga vyapurtena. There is a pratisira means there is a curtain. You are sitting in a hall looking on the curtain. Now, only when the curtain is removed, you will be able to see the dancer who is there performing the art. Now, like removal of curtain to see the dancer, this removal of ignorance will help you to gain the knowledge. This is Pura Paksha. Datra cha karmani karmanam upayoga. And for that meditation, karma is useful. Visesha. This is what is the difference between other and this. What? Pratisira apanayane apanaye parishadana amnartyaki vishaya sakshatkaro bhavati yatu avidya pidhana apanayana matram eva na aparam utpadyam asti. See, this is what is the difference from the example, in the example and the exemplified. In the example, after lifting the curtain, you have to see the dancer. You have to see the performer. This is the difference. But in the self, just the removal of ignorance is enough. The self stands. It is ever shining. So there is nothing need to be done. This is the difference. But you have to expect the karmas with the help of upasana, coupled with the upasana to give the knowledge. Brahma sakshatkarasya brahma svabhavasya nityatvena anutpadyamana anutpadyatva, because you cannot accept it to be creating, created, etc., because brahma sakshatkara is always ever present, that we have to accept. Therefore it cannot be created, it cannot be produced. Therefore this removal of ignorance is what this upasana coupled with this karma will give you. Atra uchyate ka punariyam brahma upasana. Now we'll ask this. Fine. Brahma upasana, brahma upasana, brahma upasana. You are repeating this. You are troubling me with this brahma upasana, this word. First let me understand what you mean by brahma upasana. Let us understand what brahma upasana is. What is this brahma upasana? What do you mean by brahma upasana? That we'll see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.